Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. You know that feeling when you're mindlessly munching on chips while scrolling through your phone? Yeah, I get it. It happens to the best of us. But today, we're diving into something super important: mindful eating. Not because we want to be buzzkillers, though maybe a little, but because being present with our food can seriously boost our overall health and well-being. Think about it. You work hard all day, you deserve to savor every bite, right? So, what exactly does mindful eating mean? It's basically paying full attention to the experience of eating, from the moment you take that first bite to the last delicious crumb. No distractions, no scrolling, just pure, unadulterated enjoyment. Sounds simple enough, but trust me, it takes practice. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a mindful eating master. First up, slow down. Seriously, put down that fork and take a moment to appreciate the food in front of you. Engage your senses, notice the colors, textures, smells, even the sound of your food hitting your plate. Ever noticed how those crunchy potato chips just taste better when you actually chew them properly? Yeah, there's something to be said for savoring each bite. Next up, listen to your body. Ask yourself, am I truly hungry or am I eating out of boredom, stress, or habit? This one's a game changer. Before you reach for that second helping, take a pause and check in with yourself. Are you genuinely satisfied or are you just following autopilot? You'll be surprised how much better your relationship with food becomes when you start tuning into those internal cues. Now, let's talk portion control. We've all been there, that moment where we reach the bottom of the bag and wonder how we ate it all. Mindful eating helps us become more aware of our portions and prevent overeating. Think about it like this. You wouldn't fill a glass to the brim with water and then complain about drinking too much, right? Apply that same logic to your meals. Appreciate the experience. Eating should be enjoyable. So take the time to sit down at the table, engage in conversation, and really savor every bite. Make it a ritual, not just another task on your to-do list. This mindset shift can transform your entire eating experience. Finally, be kind to yourself. We're all human, and there will be times when we slip up. The key is to learn from those moments and keep practicing. Remember, mindful eating isn't about perfection, it's about progress. So don't beat yourself up if you find yourself mindlessly snacking sometimes. Just gently redirect your attention back to the present moment and keep moving forward. Okay, picture this. You're having dinner with friends, but your phone keeps buzzing with notifications. You're distracted, reaching for that second helping before you're truly satisfied and you miss out on the conversation. Sound familiar? That's what mindless eating can do. It takes us out of the present moment and robs us of the joy of shared experiences. But when we practice mindful eating, things change. Imagine this instead. You're sitting at the table with friends, your phone tucked away. You take a bite of your delicious meal, savoring the flavors and textures. You engage in meaningful conversation, truly connecting with those around you. See the difference? That's the power of mindful eating. So, remember these key takeaways. Slow down, listen to your body, practice portion control, appreciate the experience, and be kind to yourself. You don't have to overhaul your entire diet overnight, just start by incorporating these small changes into your daily routine. We're all about creating lasting change here, so I want to leave you with this. Choose one of these tips to focus on for the next week. Maybe it's putting down your phone during meals or simply taking a few moments to appreciate your food before you take a bite. Make it a conscious effort, and I guarantee you'll start noticing a difference in how you feel both physically and mentally. Now go out there, be present with your meals, and enjoy every delicious bite. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom and Resilience. Until then, keep on training your mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.